efforts to attain the Millennium Development Goal on Health by 2015 have been given a major boost with the introduction of an insecticide known as biolarvicide to deal with malaria. Since its introduction, malaria has been reduced by 75% in three regions of the country. Speaking at the second national colloquium of Labiofarm, the manufacturers of the product, the secretary at the Cuban embassy, Neliva Caridad Piedra, said it is environmentally friendly and its frequent application could drastically reduce malaria in Ghana. Mauko Fiahe-Ajiman and Yvonne Saska have filed this report.
Biolarvicide, which is a product by Labiofarm, a Cuban-based company, was introduced into the country in 2007 by the government and its Cuban counterpart to help control malaria. It was to help the country achieve its Millennium Development Goals by 2015. The secretary of the Cuban embassy in Ghana, Milena Caridad Piedra, said the product is not harmful to the environment and has to be applied every month. She indicated that more needs to be done to totally eradicate the disease.
Ghana and Cuba signed agreement in 2006 at the occasion of the joint commission. In 2007, the first group of specialists came to Accra and started the first phase. The program included three phases. The first one was Metropolis. The second one was Greater Accra region, Brona-Hafod region, and Ashanti region. And the third one was the transfer of technology and the building of the factory. But in 2011, last year, when the Vice President John Dramani Mahama went to Cuba and the then Ministry of Health, Mr. Gillette, when they went to Cuba, they signed a new agreement to spread the Labiofarm program for the rest of Ghana.
The Minister of Health, Ogwen Gwagwin, said malaria continues to be a leading cause of death among children under 5 years in Ghana. Mr. Gbagbin indicated that the country needs to adopt an effective approach to malaria. He encouraged Ghanaians to use insecticide-treated materials and step up efforts to improve sanitation in their communities. The president of the National House of Chiefs, now Professor Nabila, was grateful to the Cuban government for the support in healthcare delivery.
A report by Mauko Fiahe-Ajimai and Yvonne Saska.